Punk rocker Ian MacKaye sticks to a few guidelines. In the record label he founded, don't advertise in the mainstream press. He never charges anyone more than $7 to see his show. And at those shows, he stocks flyers about peace rallies and civil rights next to the CDs he hopes to sell. Mr. MacKaye's politics sound idealistic, but there is nothing sweet about the signature sound that made him famous. It's pure, full-throttle punk rock. Now, after more than 20 years in the business, Ian MacKaye has surprised the music world by reinventing his sound. How does a musician go from disgruntled punker to lilting melody? NPR's Katie Adun reports.
It's somehow fitting that Washington is home to one of the fathers of punk rock. Ian MacKaye knows the Beltway better than anyone. His family has been here for five generations.
My friends live here. My music is here. This is my town.
MacKaye went through the public school system in Washington, D.C., where, he says, the first thing he learned was how to stand in line.
The other thing I learned was, don't ask for permission. The answer is always no. And that was a very important lesson. And punk rock was perfect for that.
When MacKaye was 18, he and his friends made their punk rock debut with the band Minor Threat, which gave way to the groundbreaking act Fugazi. If there was one thing that MacKaye and his bands were known for, it was defiance of conservative politics, the mainstream media, MTV. MacKaye has also been very public about his decision not to use drugs or alcohol. His father was an editor for the Washington Post and his mom a writer. In 1974, MacKaye was 12, and his father took a fellowship at Stanford University. The family moved to California for 9 months. When they came back to D.C., things had changed.
A lot of my friends started drinking when I was not around. I missed the transition, you know? And then I just thought like, oh, this is just boring and destructive. And I thought, like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm really interested in not participating in destructive or self-destructive behaviors. But I'm not a fundamentalist. Because I think of a fundamentalist as somebody who thinks that their way is the only way. And I don't believe you can find any evidence of that in my work.
But MacKaye's most famous song, Straight Edge, makes a persuasive case for his way of thinking. In it, he sings, I'm a person just like you. But I've got better things to do than sit around and smoke dope. Straight Edge may have been the only point on which he and the Reagan administration probably agreed. MacKaye's song had power over punk rockers beyond any DARE campaign public service announcement. The song Straight Edge became a straight edge movement. In the years that followed, dozens of bands billed themselves as straight edge. Kids started wearing X's on their hands to show the world they were against using drugs.
I think Ian MacKaye is seen as the most influential figurehead within American punk, both musically and in terms of the music's politics.
Jessica Hopper is a critic for the underground magazine Punk Planet. They've covered MacKaye for 10 years, while he's produced more than a dozen albums.
I think the Evens, while they may be a lot more mellow, the concept of community or community building has been really strong through Ian MacKaye's entire career.
Now, MacKaye has teamed up with drummer and singer Amy Farina in a new act called The Evens. And while longtime fans might be taken aback by this new, gentler sound, MacKaye says the music comes from the same place it always has.
I'm not less angry. I think people probably thought I was more angry than I was. I think when people saw us play or heard the records, what they heard was anger. It was exertion. And it was passionate. If anything, I'm joyful. I've always been joyful.
If MacKaye's music up to this point has been joyful, you might even call this new CD, called just The Evens, downright wholesome, but in a go-for-the-jugular, easy-listening kind of way.
On the face of it, there is nothing to conceal, just conspiracy and a atrocity while we can.
The Evens' new CD is more Mackay than ever before. In the song All These Governors, Mackay sings about the repercussions of ineffective government.
When things should work but don't work, that's the work of all these governors, interfering by decree.
Playing quieter music with just one person allows Ian Mackay to accomplish something his previous music did not. His new band can play anywhere.
Volume had relegated bands to playing largely commercial venues. Most of the places that had sound systems were commercial venues. Their economy is based on their bar sales. It cements this really insidious link between rock and roll and the alcohol industry. The idea that the people who music speaks to in some ways the most deeply, and by that I'm talking about kids, teenagers, are by and large not allowed to come see bands play because not old enough to drink. It is absurd.
Mackay and his partner Amy have just returned from a one-month tour, during which they almost never played at the conventional rock venue. They say they want their music to be a reason for all kinds of people to come together. In Nottingham, England, they played at a boathouse, in Sacramento at an Indian restaurant, and in Ithaca, New York, underneath a 50-foot whale sculpture. Now, they're lining up a tour that will take them to Istanbul. The Evens held their most recent hometown show in Washington at a church. The audience was filled with graduate students, teenagers, even some parents and toddlers.
The next song was a song that was inspired by, I was in eighth grade, and this kid came to me and he said, "Yo, can you give me a quarter?" I said, "Oh, I don't have any money." And he said, "All I find, I keep." And really, even though it was a brilliant line, ultimately he was just a little thug criminal, but it had turned the tables because I suddenly had become like the wrongdoer. He was robbing me, but I had become a liar, and he punished me by hitting me in the face and then taking my money. And, anyway, so here's a song about the ultimate criminals, which of course is them dudes down there on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a song called All You Find, You Keep.
Washington remains Mackay's greatest muse. In the time he's been making music, he's seen five different administrations enter the White House. As a rule, he's taken issue with all of them. And unlike the waves of politicians who come through, Mackay plans to be here indefinitely, making music out of his suburban home and distributing it from the warehouse across the street. Katie Adun, NPR News, Washington.
On the face of it, on the face of it, there is nothing to confront, just hypocrisy and inconsistency while we pretend that we are alone with the standards bare and no profit shared. We should count our days' numbers.
And if you'd like to hear songs from the Evens' new CD, you can visit our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.